live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the Dáil and Seanad has passed emergency legislation giving the government the power to detail people with the coronavirus who refuse to isolate. The CEO of the Saolta Hospital Group says he does not believe Letterkenny University Hospital will be used for overflow patients from other areas. There has been a confirmed case of coronavirus at a Strabán school. And in other news, a High Court judge has ruled that John Downey can return home to County Donegal because of COVID-19. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15. First in news, the Health Minister has said regular people can save far more lives during the coronavirus outbreak than doctors will. The Dáil and Seanad has passed emergency legislation giving the government the power to detail people with the coronavirus who refuse to self-isolate. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Drastic new laws that would allow the government to restrict the movement of people and to detain those who have the coronavirus but won't self-isolate have now been passed by the Dáil and the Seanad. The laws also give power to new social welfare payments for those hit by the virus, either through sick pay or income supports if people have lost their jobs. Usually such measures would take weeks to pass, but they went through the Dáil and Seanad in just over 24 hours. Much of the debate today, including the contribution from Health Minister Simon Harris, focused on what people could do as individuals.
I met a leader, senior consultant in intensive care, and she said to me, she said, doctors will save hundreds of lives during this pandemic, but she said the people of Ireland can save thousands.
Independent Senator Gerard Crockwell was one of many who criticised people defying social distancing rules.
I wonder if these clowns think for one moment, have they watched for one second what we're seeing coming from Italy?
The Dáil is set to meet again next week to approve more laws to protect renters during this time of crisis. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
The CEO of the Saolta Hospital Group says he does not believe Letterkenny University Hospital will be used for overflow patients from other areas. Speaking to Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show, Tony Canavan said the hospital has the capacity to deal with what is coming down the tracks, but will find it difficult enough to meet local needs. Mr Canavan is at the hospital in Letterkenny today. He says it's clear that we are living in exceptional times and confirmed that testing is being ramped up in Donegal.
We're trying to deal with an unprecedented situation and trying to ramp up our capacity very quickly to meet the demand. But if people will bear with us and just be a little bit patient, I think that they will see that next week that our capacity will have increased quite considerably, and the pace in which this testing has been done will also increase. The number of positive cases in Donegal, in County Donegal, or even if you take the whole of the Northwest, the number of positive cases remains relatively low. For all of us, the most important thing that we could do is to follow the advice in terms of hand washing, social distancing, and good etiquette when it comes to coughing and sneezing. And for people that are at home today with kids that are off school and all the rest of it, thinking about maybe going out or taking a journey to the shops or whatever it is that they're thinking of doing, I would encourage them to think twice and to really consider whether or not that journey is necessary. We stand a chance of delaying the spread of the virus. If we delay the spread of the virus, we stand a chance in our hospital, in Letterkenny University Hospital, of being able to deal with all of the cases that come through.
That being said, even if we were to have a lower number of cases here and we had capacity, the capacity could end up being used by people from outside the area.
I would think that scenario is unlikely. I think what's far more likely and what we're planning towards is that Letterkenny University Hospital would be in a position to meet the needs of its immediate population. The people that have been using this hospital day in, day out for many years, people that are living in the local area. And the reason I say that is because there's a very big catchment area here. There's a large population that depend and rely on this hospital. And I think Letterkenny University Hospital will be at the pin of its collar to be able to stay on top of that. Mm. So we do need additional capacity, but it's not maybe additional capacity in Letterkenny University Hospital and additional capacity in the community so that we can be able to deal with all of the patients that were coming here anyway.
9 new patients have tested positive for coronavirus in Northern Ireland in the last 24 hours, bringing the total number of patients to 86. Public transport there is to be reduced from Monday in response to the outbreak. The government's advising against non-essential travel to help with social distancing. Many schools in Northern Ireland are set to close from today. Meanwhile, there's been a confirmed case of coronavirus at a Strabane school. In a statement this afternoon, Strabane Academy says they have been informed of a confirmed case of COVID-19 within the school community, and following guidelines, the school will be closed to all pupils and staff next week to allow for an enhanced deep clean. The school will reopen for all children of key workers on Monday, March the 30th. A man charged with murdering two British soldiers in 1972 can return home to County Donegal because of COVID-19, a High Court judge has ruled in Belfast. John Downey is facing prosecution for a car bomb attack which killed UDR members Alfred Johnston and James Ames in Enniskillen, County Fermanagh. Donald Kavanagh has more.
The Irish News is reporting this evening that John Downey's bail terms were varied after defence lawyers argued it was not suitable for him to continue staying with a Sinn Féin representative in Belfast due to his underlying health problems. Amid prosecution fears the move could increase the risk of flight, Mr Justice McAlinden said senior members of Sinn Féin would suffer significant embarrassment and reputational damage if the 68-year-old were to abscond. Mr Downey, from Creasla, was granted bail in December to live at the Belfast home of a Sinn Féin councillor with £225,000 in cash lodged as surety. Mr Downey, who has a respiratory condition and other health issues, applied to vary those terms because of the coronavirus pandemic. Today's hearing took place via a telephone conference call to avoid lawyers having to attend court in person.
319 new Gardaí were sworn in at Templemore today to deal with the coronavirus outbreak. They weren't due to pass out until later this year, but their training was accelerated as a result of the crisis. Kim Buckley has more.
We live in historic times. Now, more than ever, Ireland needs you.
The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar addressing the newly sworn in Gardaí at Templemore this morning. What's usually a day of celebration with family and friends, cheering and taking photos, was a much quieter affair today. 319 new members were attested this morning, earlier than expected.
As Taoiseach, it's been my honour to speak at previous passing out ceremonies. They were very different occasions. They were packed gatherings full of families and friends. This morning is very different.
The new Gardaí have become full members despite not having fully completed training. They'll be deployed around the country to help vulnerable and elderly people in the community. Garda Commissioner Drew Harris says these are unprecedented times.
It's a great privilege for me to be here with you on this occasion, and let me be among the first to wish you good luck in your duties that you will very soon be undertaking in these extraordinary times.
Today, An Garda Síochána has grown to an organisation of 14,758, the largest number of sworn Gardaí in the history of the state.
The head of the HSE is appealing to families to obey social distancing on Mother's Day this Sunday. Chief Executive Paul Reid says we cannot afford to put loved ones at risk even on special occasions.
We can't lax the guidance and the rules that we've put in place for a day, and it'd be misleading of me to give any other impression that we just relax the rules for a day, for whether it's for Mother's Day or anything like that. What we put in place needs compliance every minute, every hour, every day. Birthdays, Mother's Day.
IBEC doesn't believe the economy post-coronavirus will be as bad as the financial crisis. However, the business group is calling on the government to act as a source of income to households which are currently out of work. It claims a €4 billion investment could help pay most of the wages for around 500,000 people for 20 weeks. IBEC CEO Danny McCoy says there are differences between this crisis and 12 years ago.
This is humans versus a virus. The financial crisis was humans not trusting other humans in the who held the debt with all of the collateralized debt obligations and so on that were in the system. Nobody knew where all the bad property loans were, etc. So that was a very different aspect of trust.
In the UK, the Chancellor will later announce a package of measures to support workers after firms began to cut pay, put staff on unpaid leave or reduce positions. Iconic sportswear firm O'Neill's yesterday suspended operations in Strabane until May with a temporary layoff of 750 staff. It follows major job cuts in hospitality and other industries across Northern Ireland this week. Westron MLA Daniel McCrossan says COVID-19 is causing huge challenges in every aspect of our society.
The government needs to step up now and provide the necessary support, the financial support for those people that are affected through job losses right across the entirety of the Northern Ireland economy, because there has been many and there will be much, much more.
Sinn Féin's calling for money to be released to ensure local radio stations stay afloat during the coronavirus crisis. The party wants a Sound and Vision Fund, which is usually reserved for documentaries and drama productions, to be released to all independent radio stations. Earlier, the government announced a six-month suspension of the broadcasting levy. Sinn Féin's communications spokesperson David Colnan says more needs to be done.
The Sound and Vision Fund should be made available, I think, for means other than it was intended. So that's including news and other broadcasting information, because local radio stations provide a vital service in disseminating information, and especially at a time of crisis, we need local radio stations. We need regional radio stations that can make sure that people have access to accurate information.
Business owners and households are being asked to conserve water as the country deals with the coronavirus outbreak. Irish Water says it needs to plan ahead of an expected surge in the spread of coronavirus in the country. It wants to ensure continuity of supply as demand increases. Head of Customer Operations at Irish Water, Yvonne Harris, says even those businesses that are shut have to have a part to play.
Schools, colleges and universities calling on facilities managers, landlords, owners, please check that there isn't an unnecessary use of water at the moment. Turn off non-essential water. And we talk, and I know I've learned a lot about flushing urinals, constantly flushing where there is no need. So that's a big one for us. If those could please be switched off.
The US, Canada and Mexico have agreed to tighten their borders during the coronavirus pandemic. The countries will no longer accept migrants trying to cross and instead send them back. President Donald Trump says they're a threat to public safety.
They threaten to create a perfect storm that would spread the infection to our border agents, migrants, the public at large. Left unchecked, this would cripple our immigration system, overwhelm our healthcare system and severely damage our national security. We're not going to let that happen.
Elsewhere, there are further calls on Donegal County Council to explore funding avenues to carry out upgrade works on the Old Town Pitch in Letterkenny. The pitch, which is widely used by young people in the area, has fallen into a state of disrepair in recent years. Local councillor Jerry McManigal says it wouldn't take a lot of money to bring the facility back up to spec. He believes that various concerns among some residents over parking can be teased out and a solution which meets the needs of everyone can be found.
The reluctance there was maybe because in the past there has been some concerns raised by residents. I think it's about, and I welcome the offer of a meeting. I think we could iron out them problems. I think if everybody looks at it in a cool way, that we could make arrangements for parking, etc. But this has been a facility that's been there for over 40 years. It has been fantastic for the people and the young people in the Old Town. But what we have now in that whole area now is developments 10 times the size of the Old Town. And it's very, very important that we provide facilities for young people. And here's one that's already there. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. A small amount of money, I think, would get it fit for purpose. And where else would you get a football field like that anywhere in the town that's going to cost maybe 30,000 at the maximum they put right? You know, it's in the region of 300,000-350,000 for a football field now, if you're lucky enough to have the land they put it on. So look, it's a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned. Let's get talking with the local residents. Let's iron out any problems there have been, and let's get the football pitch up and running again for the young people there.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by michaelmurphysports.ie. With the new loyalty scheme, Cash for Clubs, every time you shop online, you'll be helping your club build points to get new gear, clubwear, accessories and discounts.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with soccer, and all 19 League of Ireland clubs have held further talks today, and it has been decided that June the 19th will be the date that they hope that soccer will return to under the FAI ruling. Just like every other sport at the moment, the FAI activity is suspended due to COVID-19. And following meetings with the National League executive yesterday and today, the association is now targeting June 19th as the date to return to action. 19 clubs were all part of the teleconference,
Should the season resume on that appointed date, the Premier Division will conclude on the new date of December 4th and the First Division the following week. The top flight has been trimmed down from 36 games to a 27-game season. The FA Cup will go ahead, but the EA Sports Cup has been deferred. UEFA have confirmed that although it will be provisionally holding the Euro 2020 championships in the summer of 2021, those championships, however, will still be called Euro 2020. May get a bit of taking used to. Motorsport Ireland have suspended all events and competitions until the 1st of June. As of this stage, the Donegal International Rally is still going ahead. But in a statement released today, Motorsport Ireland did add that the date may be revised. The International Olympic Committee is considering various scenarios for Tokyo 2020, but cancellation isn't one of them. That's according to the governing body's president, Thomas Bach. The Olympic flame arrived in Japan today from Greece in a low-key ceremony. To snooker now, and the World Tour hopes to stage this year's World Championships at the Crucible in either July or August. The pandemic has led to the postponement of this year's showpiece in Sheffield. The qualifiers were due to get underway on April 8th, with the tournament proper beginning 10 days later. May's qualifying school has also been put back until after the World Championships are completed. The World Rugby Under-20 Championships, scheduled for Northern Italy in June and July, have been cancelled due to COVID-19. The World Rugby Sevens Series tournaments in London and Paris have also been provisionally postponed on until September. For the first time since 1954, the iconic Monaco Grand Prix won't be part of this year's Formula One season. The FIA has confirmed that the Dutch and Spanish Grand Prix, due to be staged in May, have also been postponed due to the coronavirus, following on from the races in Australia, Bahrain, Vietnam and China. Monaco's organisers say it's not an option to reschedule their race later in the year, even when the season does resume. And finally, in American football, Tom Brady is set to make at least $50 million from two seasons at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The quarterback has left the New England Patriots, from whom he played for the last two decades. Brady could also earn $4.5 million more a season in various initiative payments. That's it from the Sports Desk for today. Michaela, have a very good evening.
Thanks, Oisin. And finally in news, concern has been raised once again over a large area of Letterkenny not being serviced by the local town bus. It's understood that areas from Old Town up to Lismonahan are currently not catered to, with Donegal County Council urged to do what it can to remedy the situation. Councillor Donal Coyle says people in the area deserve the same service as everyone else and believes that there is a definite appetite for it.
It's not fair on the people. Like, you know, there are elderly people living in those areas, and even young people. And, you know, if you have a bus service in one particular area of the town, why not have it in all the areas? Because, like, I mean, you can't call it the town bus if you're living in a large area that's not serviced by the town bus.
And do you feel that there is an appetite for the bus to service that particular area?
Well, without a doubt, without a doubt. I have had numerous requests in regards to, and that's why I have the motion in. People are looking for a bus service and all the estates up right up to the top of Lismonahan, including Rowan Park and all of those estates up there.
And finally, in news just in, Boris Johnson says all cafes, pubs, bars and restaurants are to close across the UK from tonight. He says they can, although, provide takeaway facilities. Weather now dry and clear for the rest of today in a moderate easterly breeze. It'll be a clear night and cold with temperatures of minus 1 to plus 2 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Health Minister has said regular people can save far more lives during the coronavirus outbreak than doctors will. The Dáil and Seanad has passed emergency legislation giving the government the power to detail people with their coronavirus who refuse to self-isolate. The CEO of the Seal to Hospital Group says he does not believe Letterkenny University Hospital will be used for overflow patients from other areas. Speaking to Grey Hughes on today's 9 till noon show, Tony Canavan said the hospital has the capacity to deal with what is coming down the tracks, but will find it difficult enough to meet local needs. There has been a confirmed case of coronavirus at a Strabane school. In a statement this afternoon, Strabane Academy says they have been informed of a confirmed case of COVID-19 within the school community, and following guidelines, the school will be closed to all pupils and staff next week to allow for an enhanced deep clean. And a man charged with murdering two British soldiers in 1972 can return home to County Donegal because of COVID-19, a High Court judge has ruled in Belfast. John Darnie is facing prosecution for a car bomb attack which killed UDR members Alfred Johnson and James Eames in Enniskillen, County Fermanagh. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 20th of March. The death has taken place of Diane Kathleen Graham, Tully, Remelton. Her remains will repose at her home from 6:30 this evening. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in Leicher Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to government guidelines, wake and funeral private pleas to family and close friends. The death has taken place of Seamus Bryce, formerly of West End Park, Derry. Seamus will repose at Bradley and McLaughlin's funeral home until removal from there at 6:10 this evening, going to St Eugene's Cathedral. Requiem Mass there at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, with interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Due to public health concerns, the wake and Requiem Mass will be for family only. The death has occurred at Killybegs Community Hospital of Bridie Gallagher, Common Ardra. Funeral Mass in the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, at 11 o'clock on Sunday, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to government guidelines, funeral and wake are strictly private, please. The death has taken place of Annette Faulkner, née MacMiler, Cooley Moville, formerly of Westport. Wake and funeral mass private, please, in line with government guidelines. A memorial service will take place at a later date. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Serenity House Moville, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Maureen Houston, née McGill, Dunwiley, Stranorder. Funeral from her home on Sunday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorder, with interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. Due to guidelines, the wake and funeral will be private to immediate family only, please. The funeral mass may be viewed live on the parish webcam, MCN Media TV, Stranorder. The death has taken place at Kingsland Care Home Bangor of Rita Pearson, formerly of Creetland St Johnson. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock service in Tiboyne Church, with burial afterwards in the family plot in St Johnson Presbyterian Church graveyard. Due to guidelines, the wake and funeral are private, please. Family and friends welcome. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 12 noon. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Meals on Wheels, St Johnson Resource Centre, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Bridie Deasley, Cullen Corr, Drumkeen. Bridie's remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock funeral mass in St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Due to guidelines, wake and funeral private, please, to family and close friends only. The death has taken place of Kathleen Quinn, 102 Gorton Eclair Road, Dunamana. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Ahabrack, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House strictly private, please. In accordance with guidelines, the funeral mass will be limited to family and close friends only, please. And the death has taken place of Margaret McElhenney, Gusty, 125 Umrecombe Road, Park, County Derry. Margaret's remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 to St Mary's Church, Alton Ewer, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Owing to guidelines, funeral and Requiem Mass open to family and close friends only, please.